知行英语 Listen and share.
217. Incident in room 217. 217. He stopped and waited to see what she would do. She reached over and turned on the light. The very second the light filled the room, he disappeared. Kim then called her boyfriend and made him come over to sit up and watch TV with her, since she couldn't sleep after that. I just sat there gaping. When Kim asked me what happened, I said, "He touched me." I was in shock, and it took me a few minutes to organize my thoughts before I could tell her the rest. "Who is he?" Kim asked. We both wished we knew, but there was nothing to go on. Cray Knoll itself has no bizarre history, and if it does, nobody bothered to keep tabs. This guy is obviously not a student, and when Kim and I compared notes, we agreed that it felt like it wasn't tied to the room or even the door. It honestly seems as though this entity could come and go as it pleases. What Kim and I were able to piece together just from sensations that he apparently communicated to us is that he is curious, lonely, and wonders about since 217 just seemed like a pit stop on one of his travels. It actually bothered us both that we didn't find the situation more disturbing. In fact, one of the sensations I picked up from this stranger was not to be surprised if I should meet up with him again.
He 停下来等着他要干什么。他伸出手把灯打开。灯亮的一瞬间，那人就消失不见了。然后金就给她的男朋友打电话，叫他来和自己一起看电视，因为他已经无法入睡了。金问我遭遇了什么的时候，我正听得瞠目结舌。我说他碰触我，我太惊讶了，所以先花了几分钟整理一下思绪，才告诉他剩下的故事。金问他是谁，我俩都希望自己能知道答案。克兰公寓本身并没有什么怪异的历史，如果有，大家也不会关注的。很明显，这个家伙不是学生。我和金交换意见，一致认为感觉上他不是限于这个房间的，甚至感觉上他不是限于这幢宿舍楼的。这个尸体看来是可以随心所欲的来去自如的。我和金根据感觉认为他和我们沟通是因为他觉得好奇孤单而四处游荡，而217房间只是他途中的一个落脚点而已。让我俩都感到烦心的是，这个事情并没有让我们进一步的感到不安。事实上，如果我再见到这个陌生人，我也不会感到惊讶。
现在我们来逐句对照的听一次故事原文和译文。
He stopped and waited to see what she would do.
她停下来等着她要干什么。
She reached over and turned on the light.
她伸出手把灯打开。
The very second the light filled the room, he disappeared.
灯亮的一瞬间，那人就消失不见了。
Kim then called her boyfriend and made him come over to sit up and watch TV with her, since she couldn't sleep after that.
然后金就给她的男朋友打电话，叫他来和自己一起看电视，因为他已经无法入睡了。
I just sat there gaping. When Kim asked me what happened, I said, "He touched me."
金问我遭遇了什么的时候，我正听得瞠目结舌。我说他碰触我。
I was in shock,
and it took me a few minutes to organize my thoughts before I could tell her the rest.
我太惊讶了，所以先花了几分钟整理一下思绪，再告诉她剩下的故事。
Who is he? Kim asked. We both wish we knew, but there was nothing to go on.
金问，他是谁？
我俩都希望自己能知道答案。
Crane all itself has no bizarre history. And if it does, nobody bothered to keep tabs.
克兰公寓本身并没有什么怪异的历史。如果有，大家也不会关注的。
This guy is obviously not a student. And when Kim and I compared notes, we agreed that it felt like it wasn't tied to the room or even the door.
很明显，这个家伙不是学生。我和金交换意见，一致认为感觉上他不是限于这个房间的，甚至感觉上他不是限于这幢宿舍楼的。
It honestly seems as though this entity could come and go as it pleases.
这个实体看来是可以随心所欲的来去自如的。
What Kim and I were able to piece together just from sensations that he apparently communicated to us is that he is curious.Lonely,
我和金根据感觉认为他和我们沟通是因为他觉得好奇孤单而四处游荡。
And wonders about since 217 just seemed like a pit stop on one of his travels.
而17房间只是他途中的一个落脚点而已。
It actually bothered us both that we didn't find the situation more disturbing.
让我俩都感到烦心的是，这个事情并没有让我们进一步的感到不安。
In fact, one of the sensations I picked up from this stranger was not to be surprised if I should meet up with him again.
事实上，如果我再见到这个陌生人，我也不会感到惊讶。
讲解一下相关的语言点。
Very, 这里的 very 是加强语气的作用，一般都会和 the, this, that 或者 my, your, his 等词来连用，意思就是正是那个，正是所要的，恰好的，恰恰的。比如说
He is the very man that came yesterday.
他正是昨天来的那个人。
Come over, 意思就是过来，
指的从远处过来。举例说
They came over from the south to see me.
他们从南方远道来看我。
李宇春在2006年的超女比赛当中曾经唱过一首叫做 Come over here baby 的歌，意思就是宝贝快来吧。这个片语还可以表示顺便来访，比如说
Come over anytime, I'm always in.
请顺便什么时候来坐坐，我总在家。
Come and go,
从字面上就可以看出这个词组的意思，来来去去，来来往往，表示某事或者某物只做短暂的逗留。比如说
The course of life is like the sea, men come and go.
人生如同大海，人来人去。我们也可以用这个词组来形容病痛，那种时好时坏，时有时无的情形。比如说
How about your asthma?It comes and goes.
你的哮喘怎么样了？时好时坏的。
Piece together.
Piece 的意思是一份一块，让这些份都到一起去，就是拼合凑集的意思。比如说
The police try to piece together all the facts.
警方试图把所有的事实拼凑起来。
Bother 打扰烦扰，
比如你要人家帮个忙，就可以先说一句
I'm sorry to bother you.
对不起，打扰一下。这个词还可以表示为什么而觉得烦心，常常与介词 about, with 等连用。比如说
Don't bother with it, don't bother about it.
别为此操心了。这个词还可以做名词来用，比如你去人家家里做客，主人又是倒茶又是拿水果，你就会说别麻烦了，别客气了。用英语说就是Don't bother.
好了，故事今天就先讲到这儿。
谢谢收听。
知行英语提醒您，学英语不能一步十寒。